Welcome to Spitalfields Music's What Next podcast series. Throughout our summer festival, we're asking people the question, what next? Today, Matthew Taylor, Chief Executive of the Royal Society for the Encouragement of Arts, Manufactures and Commerce, talks about what next for the cultural ask.
I'm Matthew Taylor, I'm Chief Executive of the RSA. The RSA is an organisation that is very interested in arts policy, but we're also interested in many other areas, including public services and communities. One of the things that we've discovered as we go round talking to local authorities in particular, facing austerity, is that there are three challenges which keep coming to the surface. The first is, how can councils engage communities better in developing solutions? How can they foster innovation, because they need new solutions to the scale of challenges they face? And how can they promote better collaboration between different agencies so that we're pulling together? Now, my sense is that when it comes to those skills, collaboration, public engagement, innovation, the creative and artistic sector has an enormous amount to offer, because those are actually core skills very often in that sector. So the opportunity here is for the creative sector not simply to make an argument about its value, which is to do with externalities, that it generates income in various ways, but actually to say that the skills, capabilities and insights of the creative sector are really important for the core challenges facing cities and towns all across Britain. I find that local authority leaders, other local leaders, are receptive to that argument. But I think if we're going to make it, the creative sector, the art sector, has also to accept a challenge. And the challenge is this. When we talk to those people who have money, who have budgets, we tend to be in a ask mode. What more should we get? What should we ask for? Making the case for our services, for what we do. Instead, I think we have to move into offer mode. I think as organisations, we have to explore what we have to offer places as they try to renew themselves and grow and develop in challenging times. So my challenge to the sector is to believe that we can be absolutely central to place shaping, but that to do so, instead of focusing on asking for stuff for ourselves, we need instead to think about what is the offer that we have to improving the places in which people live.
That was Matthew Taylor with his thoughts on what next for the cultural ask. Tomorrow, a member of the East End Trades Guild tackles what next. During our summer festival, we're releasing a new podcast each day. Find out more at spitalfieldsmusic.org.uk or subscribe on iTunes.